Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the communication would be different. The line of communication would be different to the guys. I think we better get those things corrected from a communication standpoint from Marquise, to better get to those guys, to better get those things done. I don't think that the communication was done the right way with the receivers and how we did things with that. So that's why we made the change there. It was definitely performance-based. This definitely was the performance that grants these questions. Certainly understand that, but I believe we can communicate these things and get them done the right way to fix those things, fix those problems. You know, we got a history there where we play some really good special teams. We got some really good players to put in position to go through some of those things, and we got to go put those guys out there to do it.
That is Raheem Morris. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Ali Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Guys, you just heard Raheem there. No changes to special teams. I'm a little bit shocked. I just kind of thought maybe some kind of message.
And he's talking about communication, obviously. I don't know. I'll be the first one to raise my hand, and I usually try my best to bring you out the football perspective, like inside these meeting rooms. I didn't cover many kicks, so I don't really know. Now, I didn't
really?
Practice.
Why not?
Yeah. What's funny is, like, every day before practice, you know, I'm out there stretching, and Keith Armstrong walk over to you, and he'd give you one of those little – things that went over your head that made your helmet yellow, and he'd be like, hey, you gotta go cover kick. And you know, like scout team, because you try to get as many reps as you can. You get 10 guys, like two units of 10 guys essentially covering kicks, so the reps had to go very fast. But yeah, I mean, like, the communication wise to me, and maybe this is a bad way of looking at it, and I tend to do this with like defensive rebounding, which we'll get into that conversation later, but it just feels like such an effort thing, right? It feels like such an effort thing to look at these special teams unit and look at them disengage from blocking and other things like that. Now, maybe there's some communication problems that he's aware of that we just don't see. Maybe it's a simple thing of on a return saying, hey, go, 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 or the timing and spacing, whatever it is. But I don't know. I mean, it's definitely something they have to get solved. There's no doubt about that. And I'm glad that Raheem is – I think Raheem, and he catches a lot of strays, and I'll probably catch a lot of flack for this too. I think he has addressed the problems the correct way in front of the microphone this year. Like, he's not hiding anything. He's not sweeping anything under the rug. He's just like, yeah, it's got to be fixed now. Or something is going to change immediately, and somebody's not going to have a job, including himself.
I don't know what – I think where I get frustrated with the reaction to these press conferences is what is he supposed to say? What is he supposed to do when he fires someone? He's now been questioned on it for almost three months, and then there's been false accusations. They scapegoated him. They just fired him to fire him. They made him a scapegoat, not knowing what happened in the room. When he says we got to get it fixed, people are like, I'm tired of hearing that, which I get. I'm tired.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We are all look. I understand it. People, and no one can ever tell me. I'm like, what is okay? If you don't want to hear him say we got to get it fixed, what do you want him to say? Well, well, that's not an answer. What do you want him to say? I just want to see it fixed. Okay. Well, then don't listen to the press conferences, because no coach is going to say exactly what they did to you and then say, this is how we're going
to
fix it.
Well, and you also have to be aware, too, that he's not going to highlight the dysfunction on certain things. He's not going to go like, well, yeah, you know, we have a weakness at the L3, on the coverage team. And so we're really trying to, you know, disguise that weakness by, you know, crossing. Like, he's not going to say that because they've got more football games to play and his job's on the line. So, I mean, I'm with you. And I look, there's nobody more frustrated than us half the time. And that's, I just, you know, I just think that a lot of times, more times than not, I've listened to these pressers. Now, God knows, there's been times where I'm listening to these pressers and going, dude, you cannot be serious with what you're talking about right now. But I think I think yesterday did a good job trying to address things and just being pretty blunt about it. And do I think there should be changes made? Sure. But as we'll get into throughout the show, he made changes. Like, there has been changes made here recently on some of the things they're attempting to do. And you did see guys that did not play that were, you know, healthy and active and things like that. So it is what it is at this point.
Well, and I do want to play the audio of where Raheem was talking about Kadarius Hodge being inactive. But I am curious, when is the last time you guys have felt the heat on this team get as hot as it is right now? Like, it just feels like everything's at a fever pitch.
2 years ago?
Yeah. It went, with the Arthur stuff, and it's what we – Allie, it's really good kind of a question and topic, because it's what we talked about the other day. Was it last week? I can't remember. It all runs together. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago, where you never allowed yourself for that rebuild, like with the fans, as far as in their mindset. You never said, "Well, look, we know we're not going to be great. We're going to try to compete, but our expectation is to reset this roster and get better." You said, "We're gonna rebuild while competing. Essentially, we're gonna compete and redo the roster and try to make the playoffs." And so, 7-10, 7-10 with Arthur Smith, and then another 7-10. That last 7-10, you got a lot of heat. Yeah. And then you went into the first year of Raheem, like, it's playoffs or bust. It's kind of the mindset the fans had, because you went and signed $100 million quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so then you drafted a quarterback in the top 10 the exact within a month of doing that signing. So you put that, those expectations there, and then you couple that with going on the, well, this will be the eighth year you haven't made the playoffs, and it feels like a wayward ship, you know, and fans are frustrated.
Yeah, I just think that I look back at that moment in time, going back to 2 years ago, almost at this exact point, I think Bo and I were both like, you know, Arthur Smith, got to work out some kinks, got to get the right quarterback. But, you know, I think that he's going to get another year. And I think Arthur Blank then came out at that point and was like, I don't know if it was heard through the grapevine or he said it outright. He's like, you know, unless the wheels fall off, we're going to be good to go. You know, Arthur Smith's going to be here. And then the wheels fell off. Like, through the month of December, it was ridiculous. And then you got blown out in the last game of the year. You got fake kneeled on by the New Orleans Saints and Jameis Winston. And it was like, all right, buddy, well, see you later. We've had your back a lot, but you got to go. So, the fever pitch was there.
Yeah, if the moment in Carolina with Desmond Ridder didn't get him fired, where he throws a terrible pick, the way the reaction at midfield after that Saints game where you get blown out to the Saints for one, they do the fake kneel down thing, but then, you know, he was very visibly angry on the field.
I was angry sitting here in the studio.
Well, trust me, everybody was, but it was a moment you couldn't show like he did, and it just turned bad.
Well, going back to Sunday's game, one of the questions was why Kadarius Hodge was inactive, and Raheem did address that yesterday.
You always make it based on the performance of the week, you know, how you do it in practice, what's going on, what are the particulars involved in all those different things. You know, DT obviously, you know, gives the speed element that Casey Washington provided for us, that we were hoping to get a bigger role out of Casey Washington that DT was able to provide for us this week. Not to write Casey off, because he can certainly come back this week, bounce back, do some really good things in practice, and put his name back into that category. But Drummond, you know, came in a couple weeks ago and really made some big-time plays for us, whether it was the slider with the timeout at the end of the half there, to be able to go out there and execute those things and really form the trust level since he's been here at multiple positions, being able to do different things of that nature. You know, Drum also has played some really good special teams for us when he had the opportunity to. And no different than DT being able to go back there and a part-time return job for us as well. So, like, all of those things have to be balanced. All of those things have to be discussed. And all those things will be done every single week as we go into our roles, as we try to figure out how to win the next game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
There's a lot to unpack there. Essentially, what he's saying is Devin Tompkins and Dylan Drummond are better. And I think that some of that does have to do with the absence of Drake London, right? I mean, I think you have to look at the receiving core and you have to look at your inefficiencies in that aspect and then kind of parlay them into who gives us the best shot there, but also on special teams. It's hard for me to believe that Devin Tompkins and Dylan Drummond, special teams only, are better than what Kadarius Hodge is, seeing as how he went to the Pro Bowl 2 years ago, right, as a special teamer. But I think that if you're questioning this move and saying, well, that was dumb by him, this guy's job's on the line, right? He's not trying to get cute.
Right.
He knows. Like, if you want changes made and he makes changes, don't say, well, Kadarius Hodge, you can't take Kadarius Hodge out. You wanted changes. And he made changes. And he did what he saw fit and he thought gave them the best chance to win. Now, did that end up being part of the communication issue? I think that's a critique we could probably have. You make the switch right now with six games left in the year and all these must-win situations and the communication's bad. Don't blame the guys out there. It's like you just made all these changes. So I don't know. I'll have to dive in even more into kind of the tape and see exactly what it was that they were able to do on special teams. But I think there's all these parts are kind of interconnected to a certain extent.
I love the fact that we're harking on gunners on special teams and why they're inactive, and that's where we're at. I wish that was the extent of our problems.
I would say special teams as a whole was our biggest problem this past weekend.
Remember how good it was last year? I mean, other than the Younghoe Koo stuff, and Kadarius Hodge was a part of it. That's when he made the Pro Bowl. He had not once but twice he alone sniffed out fake punts. He had the muff punt recovery in the end zone last year. You know, like Kadarius Hodge was a big part, but the special teams as a whole last year was really good. Now it's been a complete 180, and that's what has me just I can't understand what has gone wrong. And you know, a lot of people want to point to depth when special teams breaks down, because
that's who's playing it.
A lot of special teams players are depth players. So, I don't know. It's frustrating. It's really, you know, I know we're going to get into the good and the bad and the ugly, but you think about it, and I'll go in more depth on that. But, I mean, you've lost probably three games now due to special teams play alone.
Yeah, I don't think it's a stretch. And it's not just depth. It's like peripheral players. Like, I've watched a couple snaps of Charlie Warner on kickoff return. It's bad. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And Charlie Warner is somebody that I expect to be a good blocker on special teams. And he's laying on the ground while his guy's blowing up the returner. So, yeah, there's a lot that kind of goes into it.
Well, we'll get into the good, the bad, and the ugly, like Bo mentioned, at 7 o'clock. They've been reviewing film, Mike and Bo have, so we'll see what went down in the Falcons-Jets game. But next, we're going to get into college football. Bob Chesney is on the move, and we've got my Mac drop. Lane Kiffin had some major stipulations in his contract with LSU. I found some average Joes have done the exact same. Scary because it's giving me ideas.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to ask these guys if they can guess celebrity or average Joe demands. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.